From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama, on his first trip to sub-Saharan Africa since taking office, says strong institutions, not strong men, make for a successful nation. In a speech before Ghana's parliament, the president spoke in favor of government reliability and transparency and criticized ongoing corruption among African leaders who rule by the gun, not the law. He hailed Ghana as a model of democracy.
I've come here to Ghana for a simple reason. The 21st century will be shaped by what happened not just in Rome or Moscow or Washington, but by what happens in Accra as well.
The Obama family's visit to Ghana's capital is such a big event that many have traveled to Accra from across the country to get a rare glimpse of the U.S. president. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has more.
Ghana is the envy of Africa. Its near neighbor Nigeria, the regional economic powerhouse and Africa's most populous nation, might have seemed a natural choice as a first stop on the continent south of the Sahara for President Obama. But Nigeria has its issues. Kenya, the home country of the president's late father, could also have been selected. However, Kenya is dealing with the aftermath of post-election violence, and a power-sharing government there remains shaky. Africa's leading economy, South Africa, with a new president who was tied up in legal wrangles before his election, will have to wait for another Obama visit. So Ghanaians are proud that their country's reputation as a stable African democracy means the Obamas stopped off here first. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
NASA is delaying the launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour. The space agency has to assess possible damage from lightning strikes at the launch pad in Florida overnight. Officials will attempt another launch tomorrow evening. The Department of Homeland Security says it has revamped the agreement it uses to delegate immigration authority to local police. It's also expanding the program. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
During the Bush administration, dozens of local police departments signed on to enforce immigration laws. They touted the program, called 287G, as a force multiplier. But immigrant advocates said it promoted racial profiling and diverted officers from more serious crimes. Studies showed most arrests were for minor violations. Under the new rules, police will be required to pursue all criminal charges that first trigger an arrest. The rules also set out guidelines for federal supervision. DHS officials say police departments now in the program will have to agree to the new rules to keep their immigration powers. Meantime, 11 new law enforcement agencies scattered across the country have already signed on. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. California's governor and legislature resume negotiations today on closing the state's $26 billion budget gap. Last night, Republican and Democratic lawmakers expressed cautious optimism about their ability to find consensus, especially on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's demand for government reform. That's in stark contrast to a week of partisan wrangling that temporarily stalled negotiations. Well, California is forced to issue IOUs to pay some of its bills, but starting today, some of the biggest banks in the country won't redeem those promissory notes. Julie Small from member station KPCC in Southern California has more.
Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo won't honor California's IOUs. The banks want California lawmakers to pass a budget instead of passing the buck. That's left taxpayers, vendors, and local governments scrambling for ways to cash the IOUs. Some have listed them on eBay or Craigslist. But Daniel Penrod with the California Credit Union League said there are better options.
If an individual can take it to a financial institution, they're going to get full value, and that is in their best interest. If by chance their current institution says no, definitely look around.
Over 60 credit unions in California will redeem the IOUs, as will dozens of smaller banks. A New York firm called Second Market plans to open trading of California's IOUs next week. It's regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. For NPR News, I'm Julie Small in Oakland, California.
Family, close friends, and sports fans are paying final respects today to former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. He was shot and killed on the 4th of July by his 20-year-old mistress, who also took her own life. This is NPR.